This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity and Business Podcast. Today we're going to talk about the Disney Company. The Disney Company, four quick points, and we'll call this Disney from bullish to bearish in a hurry. So Disney yesterday, we'll go through four or five points. Disney yesterday was downgraded by Barclays to an even weight. And really more interesting than being downgraded to equal weight versus, you know, better than equal is the concept of why. So four or five points. And the biggest one is this. Disney Plus streaming business, the growth is slowing amid a huge competition. Disney Plus quickly got to 100 million plus subscribers, which is really just an amazing feat, particularly during the pandemic. I mean, the pandemic was ripe for people doing streaming services, but against the competition of Netflix and others, they grew very quickly and did a tremendous job. So you got to 100 million plus subscribers. They put a target, a goal to get to 240 million by 2024. And of course, like putting out there these ridiculously audacious goals, some people may find those motivating, but they really set up the company for disappointment. Now they're finding the growth of Disney Plus is slowing tremendously against a crazy amount of competition in the media, in the streaming business, whether it's Apple, Amazon, Peacock, Paramount. Everybody seems to have a streaming service, and Disney is finding the growth much slower than expected. So stock is down 6% this year. Barclays downgraded the stock. Disney Plus is moving a lot slower than expected. And the theme park business is still struggling significantly as people still battle COVID in all different parts of the world. And obviously, Disney Shanghai has not moved as quickly as they'd like it to. So what you're seeing is, or Disney China, I should say, what you're seeing is a lot of sort of all of a sudden some headwinds on the business. And you sort of have to not lose sight of the fact that Disney, a company built, you know, at least largely around theme parks, did this incredible job the last 18 months of buffering what would have been the losses from the theme park business by building the streaming business, Disney Plus. So you have to give the company tremendous credit for playing through the pandemic and having its Disney Plus take off so well. But in any event, now that Disney Plus has its growth slowing and the theme park business is not quite back where they want it to be, it's an ominous sign for Disney. And seeing their stock down 6% this year. Just really a fascinating story. In any event, that's what we have on Disney Plus this morning. And thank you for listening to the Becker Private Equity and Business Podcast.